This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you're doing well on whichever day you decided to tune in. If you're listening to us at this time on the Sunday, the day that it's dropped, happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. If you're listening to this on any other day of the week, happy Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or even happy Saturday. I'm just so glad, grateful to God that you decided to tune in to Safe Haven on whichever day, at whichever time you decided to drop in. I want to thank everyone for listening to every podcast up to this point. If you missed last Sunday's powerful message, Overcome the Unbelief, I would tell you to stop listening to this and then go and listen to that and then come right on back and listen to this word. But I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to say continue to listen to this message because this message is equally as powerful. But after you've done listening to this message, please scroll on down whichever screen you're on. If you're on one of your streaming platforms to listen to this, or if you're on our webpage, listen to this. After this message is done, scroll down. Just one screen, and then click that message and listen to that message, because that message is equally as powerful. If you missed that message, you missed a mighty powerful word this week. I want to thank all my listeners, all my supporters for tuning in each and every Sunday or each and every day, like I say, whenever you feel that it's necessary to come on in. You know, the beautiful thing about Safe Haven is the message is always there. The Lord is always going to be waiting for you. He's going to always greet you with open arms, and I'm definitely going to greet you with open arms. Amen. I want to first get some of the good stuff out of the way. First off, the announcements. If you are interested in donating to Safe Haven Podcast, that is now available. We have a Cash App set up just for ministry. Amen. If you are interested, you feel so inclined, or if you don't have Cash App, now is a great time to download Cash App. You can upload either a debit card or connect it to your bank account, whichever you feel is comfortable for you. And the only thing you have to do is just send the money to us. It could be from $1 to $1,000. Whatever amount the Lord places on your heart, we will be gratefully acceptable. We will accept it. Amen. And guess what? It's all going to be kingdom money. Hallelujah. You can go to our Cash App. It says $Brian Pusey. Once again, $Brian Pusey. You can go on our webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org and go click on the donate section. It'll take you right to the page so you can get started. Amen. I'm praying and grateful for you if you do so. I want to let you guys know our Good Friday service is coming. It is coming. Yes, our Good Friday service is coming. It's going to be, of course, on Good Friday, March 29th. We're going to be airing at a special time at 12 p.m. noon Central Standard Time. Once again, that's 12 p.m. noon Standard Time. We're going to have great messages from great preachers, including myself, but not just me. We're going to be featuring Reverend Mason Curtis We're going to be featuring him. He's going to be coming in. He's going to be blessing us with a word. We're going to be hearing from Reverend Giovanni Bates. Yes, this is going to be his first time. We're going to welcome him in. He's the assistant pastor of New Beginning Worship Center, where his pastor is the Reverend Dr. Homer Walker Jr., one of my mentors, one of the people I look up to the most. Also from from New Beginning Worship Center. We're going to be welcoming her for the first time. We're going to have Reverend Katie Dockery. Amen. We're going to bring her in. We're going to make sure that we give her a warm welcome. Amen. We're going to also have my main man, my brother, Reverend Jerry Whitaker. He's going to come back and bless us with another great word. Amen. We're also going to have my sister in Christ, my big sister, Reverend Tabrasia O'Neill. She's going to come in and bless us with a word. And finally, last but not least, my other brother, my other brother from my other mother. We're going to have Reverend Pastor Charles Dockery from Emmanuel Church Unusual. We're going to have him come on in and bless us as well. So you do not want to miss this mighty, mighty, mighty great time. Powerful time in the Lord. We're going to have them come on. Don't forget, on Good Friday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, it's going to drop on all major platforms, all the streaming platforms. But if you don't have access to all those platforms, but you have access to the internet, you can go to our webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org. Once again, that's www.safehavenpodcast.org. It's going to drop at noon sharp. Amen. I can't wait to hear what the Lord has for us. And on another note, for those who are interested and you are in the Chicagoland area, this one is going to be even more powerful. I'm going to give you more details as time goes along. I've been invited. Safe Haven's been invited. We've been invited to go to New Beginning Worship Center for their Good Friday worship service, which is going to be held at 6 p.m. at their church, amen, in Thornton, Illinois. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to be one of the guest speakers at the church that evening, that same day, Good Friday, yes. So therefore, guys, I'm going to give you more information. I'm going to give you detailed information by next week, amen, for Palm Sunday. I'm going to give you all the skinny on where to go and where you can meet us all in person, amen. I can't wait, hallelujah. But right now, guys, this is the time we've been waiting for. This is the moment right here. We're going to have the word of God today. We're going to be coming from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. Once again, that's John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. I'm going to be reading to you today from the New Living Translation. It reads as follows. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I'm going. No, we don't, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you're going. So how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would have known who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, do you know the way? Do you know the way? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray a prayer of thanksgiving right now. We thank you for the message that we are about to receive, O Heavenly Father. We pray right now also for every church door that's been opening your name today, O Heavenly Father, or this week, O Heavenly Father. We pray for every pastor, every minister, anybody who is assigned to come up to the sacred desk today or this week, O Heavenly Father, to give the word to your masses, O Heavenly Fathers. Right now, we also pray for every podcast that does the same thing, O Heavenly Father, every podcast preacher, every podcast ministry right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that you continue to touch and bless their ministry and their congregations, O Heavenly Father. But also right now, we want to pray a prayer for this podcast, Safe Haven, O Heavenly Father, because you know where we're going right now, Heavenly Father. We may not know at the moment, but O Heavenly Father, bless us with the vision to go forward. Bless me right now, Heavenly Father. Empty me out of myself and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, O Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This particular piece of scripture and the text that we're studying from today is quoted often. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Yeah, you know that part. And also, you probably know the part where Jesus says in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. I know that is a rally call right there, because it's almost like I'm saying, I already told you what the story is. I already tell you how the story ended, right? I'm letting you know right now. Jesus says it plainly. I am the way. I am the truth and the life. My. So you're probably saying, Ref, since you said all that, I might as well just hit the stop button. Well, before you hit the stop button, or before you put it down and close the app, or close the phone, or close your laptop, or whatever your device you're using right now to listen to this message, I want to let you know something. I'm going to give you a little piece of information. There's more to it, because there's some people who ask themselves that question. They say to themselves, and a lot of people who come to them always say, do you know the way? Well, I'm here to tell you today that we do know the way. We do know the way, because you got to find the way in order to get to the way. Amen. I don't know about you right now, but I'm happy. I'm happy as a lark. I'm grateful that God has blessed me to wake up this morning and carry me to this spot right here, known as Safe Haven. Hallelujah, right? Because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what you're going to go through, because the Lord is blessing us right now. And I'm so grateful to God for you. You may not know it, because you're just sitting in your car, you're sitting in your office, you're sitting somewhere, and you're just like, I don't know what to do, Brian. I don't have a clue. Well, I have a clue for you. I'm going to break it down to you, because the Lord has called me today to tell you one thing, that whatever you're going through, you're going to make it through. Amen. Because sometimes you don't know it, because the Lord said, I've already gone through the hoops. I've already gone through the maze. I know how it ends, but I'm trying to guide you there. I know the way, because this thing about knowing the way is a little bit deeper than a geography lesson. Amen. It's a little bit deeper than that. And I'm grateful right now that the Lord is using me to show you the way. And that's what it's all about. Amen. Amen. Because today, it's just a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. You know, you're probably thinking, why are we doing a Mr. Rogers lesson, Rev? It's because the Lord called me to say one thing to you, that today is your day. And today is not a day that you should take for granted. Hallelujah. You see, here's some points for you today. I'm going to give you some points. I originally had some points written down, but guess what? Technology will not allow me to see it, will not allow me to read it. But guess what? The Lord has sent me an email. He sent me an email in my heart, in my soul. So here's one first point for you. You better write it down, because this is going to be one for the record books. Amen. First point. Do you understand that this is more than what you believe? I want to say that again, because it's even moving me right now. Do you understand that this is more than what you believe? Because quite frankly, think about it. Because in verse 5, Thomas, yes, that Thomas, the doubting Thomas, he said, no, we don't know where you're going, Lord. After the Lord had already said, you know where I'm going. In verse 4, you know the way to where I'm going. We have no idea. I bet you there's a lot of us that come to church or read our Bibles, and we saying the same things in the Holy Ghost realm. We saying, Lord, we have no idea where you're going. We don't even know where you've been. Matter of fact, some days we don't even know where we've been. Amen. You know, some days you wake up and you say, how did I get here? Well, we're having one of those how did we get here experiences. I'm having one of these how did I get here experiences, because this is not where the Lord wanted me to go, but I am obedient to the Holy Ghost right now. You know how we preachers sometimes say, if it's not on the printed page, bring it to us in the Holy Ghost realm. Well, this is that one of those moments, because think about it. I was just reminiscing on this whole past week. I remember I went to to a revival. I went to a great revival. I got the chance to listen to one of my favorite preachers, Reverend Dr. Frederick Haynes III. You may know him in the Chicagoland area now as the president of the Rainbow Coalition, but I knew him as the pastor, the senior pastor of Friendship West Baptist Church down there in Dallas, Texas. I remember hearing him preach at the church where my ministry was formulated more so than any other place. And I used to hear him all the time, and I was always moved by how the Holy Ghost used him. And guess what? When I heard him preach on the other day, I was just so blown away. I said, my, I love it. Because he taught me something. He taught us about black exhaustion. He gave us a new word to think about when we're going through something. Well, guess what? I'm telling you right now, if you're going through black exhaustion, guess what? The Lord is going to see you through. He's going to show you a path. He's going to show you a way to get to where he is. He's going to show you that way, because sometimes in some days we are so frustrated. We don't know where we're going. We don't know how we're going to get there. We don't know how we're going to be who we are. But guess what? The Lord is telling you right now, even when you're going through a black exhaustion experience, he is going to give you the exaltation, the black exaltation experience. Amen. That's when I add to it. Amen. That's a Reverend Brianism. I gave you a Freddyism. I gave you a Freddie Haynism. I'm with black exhaustion. I'm going to give you the Brianism, Reverend Brianism expression in the black exaltation. Amen. Because we need some right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, after you ask yourself the first question, here's the second point. The Lord still won't let the technology work, so he's giving me another email. He said, Rev, I got one for you, for the masses. Here's the thing. After the first point, you also got to ask yourself this question. Which way are you going? That's an easy one. Hallelujah. I'll say it again for the note takers. Which way are you going? Oh, my. You know, it's funny. Before Jesus answered the question, we have to go back a little bit more in the text. That's in today's text. If you want to know more about this text, you need to read it in its entirety. You don't need to read what Reverend Brian told you. You need to read it all so you get the context. Because sometimes time restraints, even though I don't technically don't have any time constraints, I got to make sure that I keep it all tied up so I don't tie you up from whatever you're doing in your day. Amen. But guess what? You got to understand that the Lord is saying a lot. Jesus unpacked a lot in these final chapters before it was time for him to go home. Amen. And this text right here is no different, because Jesus already said, we already went over it, verse 2, where he says, if this were not so, you see, there's more than enough room in my Father's home. Hallelujah. You mean he has the biggest mansion in all imagination. Amen. I'm not saying any mansion down here. We ain't talking about some big hotel with 17 rooms and about 159 bathrooms and about 15,000 garages. No. Well, that'd be nice, but who's going to maintain all that? Me. Hallelujah. Do you know what? So if God has a mansion about that big, if he has enough room for all of us, that's awesome. And Jesus is already pretty much telling you, if this were not so, you know, why would I told you that? Or that I'm going to prepare a place for you, amen? So you got to ask yourself, which way are you going? Because there's a lot of people down here in this world that don't know which way they're going, amen? I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about somebody next to you. I'm talking about somebody that you know that's next to the person that knows you, that knew you of you back in 1982, or someone who knew you back in 1972, or maybe even somebody that knew you in 2022, amen? Guess what? That means something. Hallelujah. Which way are they going? Because quite frankly, some people are going the opposite direction. A lot of people just want to live in the world. They want to see the soak in the excess. They want to be rich. They want to be famous. They want everybody to scream their name. You know what? Every now and again, I remember back in the day when I wanted everybody to scream my name until they started screaming my name. Hallelujah. Because some people today, when they come to me, they say, you look familiar. And I was like, okay. Because I don't know where you know me from. I got to be careful. Amen. You see, a lot of us don't understand that from that point of view, because we don't live that life. We don't understand that sometimes we say things in the heat of the moment. Sometimes we record things in the spur of the moment. And most times we perform things or say things and we don't know who it is being received by. Amen. Because quite frankly, we put it out there and we move on. I put this message out here and I move on. It's not that I'm against what I'm saying. It's not that I don't hear what I'm saying. It's not even that I sometimes don't listen to what I say. But sometimes I don't know who's listening. Amen. I don't know which one of you has shared this with somebody I never met in my life. Amen. I don't know, because my face is on the cover. Amen. You see my face. And in some instances, you see me in action. You see me in visual action. Amen. And I don't know sometimes which way I've gone. And sometimes I may have gone to the wayside. Maybe I don't feel like Reverend Brian sometimes. Maybe I'm sitting in a moment where I'm thinking about my situation, thinking about my job situation, my regular life situation, my regular life stuff getting in the way, clouding my judgment, making me say, Lord, right now I don't feel like being Reverend Brian. Maybe I feel like being Brian, amen. Maybe I need to find out who Brian is. I figured out who Reverend Brian is, but who is Brian? But when somebody comes to me and say, I've been moved by your messages, amen. I'm like, whoa, okay. I've seen your face, amen. You look familiar. I said, well, I preach a podcast, and you know, and it's out there. You may have seen me. And then, you know, somebody come to me, yes, it's you. And I'll be like, what? Who am I? Hallelujah. I'll be like, who am I? And then the Lord, that's the Lord's reminder toward me that you know which way you're going, Brian. You know which way you're going. You thought you were going the opposite way, but you've been going toward me the whole time. Hallelujah. I remember in a session that I did the other day, a therapy session. Yes, therapy is good. Therapy is healthy. We were talking about a maze. We were talking about where are you in the maze. And when I told people where I was in the maze, matter of fact, I'll share, because quite frankly, this is my testimony. I said, I'm neutral. I'm in a spot. I'm right there. I'm close to the finish line. But I went in the wrong direction. I took that right turn when I should have taken that left turn in Albuquerque, Doc. Oh, man. I knew something was going on then. And I said, all I need to do is find the way. I said, my goal is to get there. But I know I got to go through some things. I got to look back and thank God for the things I've been through. But I'm also got to praise God for what I'm about to go through to get to where I need to be. Amen. That is a word for somebody right now. Hallelujah. Third point. Email. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just got it. And he said it best. And he said it like this. If you don't know the way, it's time to find the way. Amen. I'll say that again. Hallelujah. If you don't know the way, it's time to find the way. Now, I bet you're wondering, you're saying the way. I'm not talking about geography way. I'm talking about the way. Remember, the church was originally called the way. After the Lord died on the cross and was resurrected again, it was called the way. Where is the way? You know the way. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See? Guess what? I should have told you to put a pin on it about 20 minutes ago. And look where we are 20 minutes later. I'm telling you exactly what the Lord said. I got you right back to the beginning, which was the end. Guess what? Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. In verse 6, no one can come to the Father except through me. That means you can't go to your mama. You can't go to your dad. Matter of fact, you can't even go to your pastor. You can't go to the priest. Amen. You can't even come to me right now. But guess what? I will show you a person that will make sure you get full access. Amen. And that priest will too. And hopefully your mama will, if your mama knows the Lord. And anybody else that knows the Lord. We say, I may not know the way. I cannot get you there. But guess what? We know a man. We know of a man that can get you there. We know of a big brother that's up there. A big brother who's gave his life for all of us. Many of us he had never seen in his life and probably wasn't going to see in his lifetime. But guess what? We ain't going to probably see him in our lifetime, but we believe that he was here. We believe it. We believe it. We're receiving it. Hallelujah. Because the Lord said it best in verse 7, and this is what blows me away, and I pray it blows you away just like it did me. He said, if you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. I want to stop right there before I finish it up, before I wrap it up. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. Think about that. That means many of you have been sitting in your churches for 20, 30 years, not doing anything. You just sit there and you listen, you listen, you listen, you listen, and you listen, and you've done nothing. Amen. I'm not against you if you've done nothing, because many of you, probably like me, have probably been wrapped up in a whole lot of employment situations where you can do a lot of action. Amen. You couldn't do anything during the week except come on Sunday, sit in the pulpit, get refueled, go back out into the world and do what you have to do to survive. Amen. That's okay. For those people, I get it. But for the other people who have been sitting there and you had the time and you've done nothing, even the ones who said, I've done my time, I've done my time, I've done my service, I deserve to sit down. No, you don't deserve to sit down. You deserve to still be on the battlefield doing what the Lord has called you to do. The Lord has called you to evangelize. You get up and evangelize. Amen. If the Lord called you to preach, it's time for you to preach. You may not be in this church that you're sitting in, but that's okay, because quite frankly, maybe the people in the church are tired of sitting and listening to you. So time to go to another place where you'll be embraced even more so than you ever were in the last place. And don't worry, the last place will hear about it and they'll call you back, and you can bless them too. Amen. In a different way, because they'll see the light. I remember growing up in a church on the south side of Chicago. They never heard me preach. Never in one day in their lives have heard me preach. Amen. But you know what? That's okay. It took me a while. It took me a long time. I've been doing this for almost 20 years. This will be my 20th year preaching this year in November. But guess what? I realized some couple years ago, I said, it wasn't meant to be. Amen. It's okay. Because I said, that's just a building. I've been so many different places over the years. It doesn't even measure up. Amen. Because I have to find the way. Hallelujah. Reverend Brian, you're preaching to me right now. I feel your spirit. I feel you. Because sometimes I say this, and those who are listening to me know what I say normally. You can take my name. You can take my situation out and put your situation and your name in there into the story. And guess what? That's your testimony. Hallelujah. That's your story. You've been through a whole lot. You started someplace, and look where you are now. The Lord has called you to do a great thing and a mighty powerful thing, and I'm so glad that you've been able to do it. You know, every now and again, I ask myself, will I be able to preach at this church or preach at that church? And you know what the Lord said? That's not the way. You got to find the way. You got to find the way to the Father. The Father will bless you eventually. So don't worry about those things. You continue to do what you have been called to do, Reverend Brian. You continue to do what you're supposed to do, Reverend, whoever you are, and brother so-and-so, and sister so-and-so, whoever you are, whoever is listening to me, you've been called to do something greater. So I just got to ask you this question today. Do you know the way? And I'm not just talking about, do you know the way to Sesame Street? I'm not talking about, do you know the way to your local church? I'm not even talking about, do you know the way to your own house? Amen. I'm talking about, do you know the way to the Lord? Do you know the way to God? Do you know your way to the Father? Because that's the most important thing of them all. You know what? When you take yourself out and you let the Holy Ghost fill you up, guess what? He will order your steps. That's right. He will order you to the next page, to the next stage. Hallelujah. I'm feeling it right now. Hallelujah. Preach, Reverend Brian. I'm doing the best I can. So I was remembering the story that Pastor Haynes preached. He's talked about how he was getting ready to get graduate from this program that he was in. And a lot of things happened that was trying to deter him from finding the way. And one thing happened after another. He's sitting in a restaurant feeling all down and upset. And somebody said, it's you. It's you. And, you know, the last thing he wanted was to be recognized for who he is on Sundays. Amen. But guess what? The Lord kept pressing him. And you know what? Use the person to press him. And then the next thing you know, he was listening to a testimony, and this person prayed a prayer for him, saying they were grateful to God. They were on their death. They were on a their mother was on a deathbed. But you know what? They tuned him in one Sunday, and they had never been in his church before. They never walked through the doors. But they listened to his webcast every Sunday faithfully, and they prayed a prayer for him, and he was moved to tears because probably a part of him was upset that he had lost the way. Amen. He had forgotten who the Lord had called him to be, and he had probably forgotten what the Lord had said to him, saying that you are a vessel for me. Don't worry, I got you. But that's okay. That was to remind him of the way. And guess what? I got a reminder of the way the other day. Matter of fact, I was just sitting here, sitting in my house, just doing whatever it is I do in the house, right? And one thing reminded me of something. I said, here I am. I've done this a lot. I've gifted people. I've spoiled people. Amen. I do that, and I call it spoils because, quite frankly, I always say if I have it to give, I will give. Even if I don't have it, sometimes I stretch to give to you. Amen. But then I realized something. I said, I need some of this spoiling. Amen. I need some of this spoiling. And one of the most beautiful messages came to me. It manifestly came to me seconds before I even got up here today to preach to you. And guess what? It was from my best friend of all time. The only thing they had to say to me, they only had to say three words, two words and one acronym. And it was beautiful for me. They just said this, love you, BFF. Woo! You have no idea how that made me feel. That was all I needed. That's the only spoil. Only way you can spoil me is just by loving me. Amen. For who I am and whose I am. You know what? I've done a lot of things this week. I posted a music video out there. I just decided just to record. I did it on the fly. I just said, you know what? I want my talent. I want my gifts to still be out there. I want people to hear it. I don't even care if the copyright people say that you've been using our instrumental. You've been using our music. You can't do that. I say, look, listen beyond the instrumental, whoever out there. I'm not trying to get rich off of your instrumental. I'm trying to get recognized and acknowledged for the words that the Lord has put in my head. I ain't used a single word that you ever wrote. I wrote everything that I ever said. And you know what? I'm grateful to God that so many people came to me saying, that was mighty beautiful. That was powerful. You got some bars, brother. I've seen you and known you since the beginning of your ministry. I've known you since the beginning of your rapping back 30 years ago. Yes, that's how old I am. I did it when I was a teenager. And they said that was beautiful. That moved me. That let me know that I'm still on the way, Lord. And I don't know about you. Maybe that's your message. You're still letting the Lord know that you're on the way. My God, I wish I had a church building right now. Because right now, I'd be opening the doors of the church and saying, outside of church, outside of Christ, now is your time. Because you never know when the next time is going to come. Amen. You never know when it's going to happen. Yeah. Hey, if I'll give you my virtual hand, you can give me your virtual hand and I'll... But you can give your virtual hand to me, but give your heart to the Lord, amen? That's right. Safe Haven's doors are open. If you need a church and you're in the Chicagoland or northwestern Indiana area, guess what? I could hook you up, amen? I know some preachers. I know some great churches where you can get nurtured until Safe Haven has his own building. But if you want me to be your way station, pastor, guess what? I am here for you, amen? All you have to do is say thank you, praise the Lord, hallelujah, put it in the comments, or you can send a nice, healthy donation, whatever the Lord has placed on your heart, and I'll be so ever grateful to give your give the Lord the praise, amen, hallelujah, because now is the time to know the way, because this is the time, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the message and the messenger. We pray that this message touches and blesses all. Right now, we pray for those who need a message. They need to find the way, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that this message helps them achieve that goal, oh Heavenly Father. Right now, you just continue to use them and guide them in the way that you see fit. Let your heavenly light shine upon everything that they touch today and beyond today. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Want to thank everyone for tuning into this message. If you are so moved by this message, once again, you can donate to our Cash App at $BrianPewsley. Once again, $BrianPewsley. We'll be so grateful for whatever the Lord has placed on your heart, because this is kingdom building ministry. In order to keep this ministry flowing, you need to keep donating, keep contributing, amen. I want to thank everyone once again for listening. If you are interested, if you are a church, a budding church out there, or a church that's already established, if you are a pastor, or you have connections to your pastor, and you would love to have Reverend Brian C. Pewsley, me, yours truly, from Safe Haven Podcast, come and bless your congregation, either on their podcast or in their pulpit. Now is the time. You can go to www.safehavenpodcast.org and you can go to the ministry contact section. You can leave a message. We will definitely get the message. And we'll get back to you and we'll get linked into the calendar. If you are interested and you are a preacher yourself and you would love to be a part of this faith community known as Safe Haven Podcast, you can go to the same webpage at www.safehavenpodcast.org and you can go to register as a guest. You can register your name information, leave a snippet of one of your best, or at least your personal best preaching sermons. And guess what? We'll get back to you. I'll definitely get back to you personally. And we can get you on the calendar. Amen. On top, and if you're looking for prayer, if you want prayer, I can't leave without saying that. If you have a prayer request of any kind, public or private, you can go to our webpage also at www.safehavenpodcast.org. You can go to the ministry contacts /prayer request section. Leave your prayer. If you choose it for it to be private, just put private on the message. If you want it to be public, you don't have to. You can put public on there. For those who do listen to this podcast or you surf by the webpage, please just leave serious messages like that only, because that's the only thing we're looking for. We're looking for serious messages. We're not looking for spam messages or any of that nature. I want to put that out there because sometimes we check the emails constantly. So therefore, when we see that, you know, that rocks our spirit a little bit. We don't want to rock the boat in that sense. All right. Amen. But in the meantime, guys, I'm going to let you go. We're going to get ready for this week ahead. I'm prayerful that whatever the Lord has set upon you to do this week, that it is done. It is done. Whatever it is done. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this one is definitely for the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the message. We thank you for the messenger. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that you just continue to keep us going, keep us flowing, keep the light showing. As you dismiss us from this place, never dismiss us from this presence. We pray this prayer in your mighty Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God, and I will see you all next time. God bless.
Was an LTD Entertainment presentation.